It's Fox Top 5, the podcast where the hosts always agree to disagree. This week on Fox Top 5, Jesse Waters.
I'm worried because I did not put my wife on this list.
And Carly Shimkus. Carly Shimkus.
You think that Willis Carrier is a better American than George Washington and Abraham Lincoln?
Come together to share their top five Americans of all time. Here are this week's hosts, Jesse and Carly.
Welcome to Fox Top 5. I'm Jesse Waters, co-host of The 5 and host of Waters World on the Fox News Channel. And today, I am joined by my friend, Fox News Headlines 24/7 reporter, Carly Shimkus. Hey, Carly.
Hi, Jesse.
How are you?
Good. You just called us friends. I love that for us.
I was reading what I was given.
Excuse me. Back the train up. How are you doing? We are work friends. We are work friends.
We have never hung out outside of work.
Never.
But I don't know if we can classify each other as friends yet.
No. Well, 2021 is not over.
We're getting
things
there.
Things are opening up. I'm not desperate for friends. My dance card is full.
You have enough friends.
Yeah, well.
All right. Every week on this podcast, Fox News hosts, reporters, personalities get together and we share our top five on any given topic. So today's the 4th of July, a day to commemorate the adoption of the Declaration. And we often forget how lucky we are to live in this country, to live in a land of the free and home of the brave. And what better way to celebrate our country than to talk about some of the best people to come from our great land. So today, Carly and I are going to share with you our top five greatest Americans of all time. Would you like to go first, Carly?
I think that would be a good idea.
Number five.
I'm ready to go. And my number five is a little controversial.
Tell me.
Shall I begin?
Yes.
The fifth greatest American of all time, in my opinion, is Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos.
That is controversial.
Yeah, and I use his name as an umbrella for all great American innovators. What is one thing, Jesse, that separates the U.S. from China? A lot of things do, but innovation is one of them. China steals, the United States creates and innovates. There's nothing wrong with billionaires. They create jobs. There is also nothing wrong with same-day shipping. So Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, number five, fifth greatest American. What about you?
Okay. I have a lot of bones to pick with that.
Oh, you? Okay. No, please, by all means.
I feel like that choice is just because you like to shop. I feel like that is.
You didn't buy my whole innovation
thing? I did, and I like it, and he has been innovative. There's no question about that. But yeah,
well, I was going to say Elon Musk, but then I was like, wait, he's not American. No, it's not about the. I promise you,
okay.
It's about innovation.
Okay.
And the potential looming threat with China.
Okay. That's heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go in reverse chronological order. This is not the number fifth person. This is just through the lens of history. I'm going with George Washington.
Okay.
And that's what you should have said. So I'm going to go with Washington just because without Washington, we wouldn't be here on July 4th celebrating and doing this stupid shtick on Fox News podcast.
Excuse me. Do you know why I didn't say George Washington?
Because you knew I was going to say it.
I knew you were going to.
You know me well. We're friends, Carly. So I'm just going to say Washington just because of his bravery, his military tactics, the siege at Boston, Valley Forge, the campaign in the South. He was incredibly... I would call him innovative in the realm of military tactics.
Yes, that's
and
right.
We beat the British, and here we are today. And
we
so I'm going to go
George
with
Washington.
George Washington,
yes.
Number five.
That is right. I cannot dispute that pick. I essentially gave it to you, though.
Oh, you're giving it to
myself.
Me.
Yeah.
You're in charge.
That's right.
All right, go ahead.
Number four.
Should we do number four?
Yes.
Okay, the fourth greatest American of all time, in my opinion, is Dolly Parton. She is talented.
Okay.
She is funny. She's a great American success story. When I was working on Imus in the Morning, she called me cowgirl, even though I'm from New Jersey. Love that.
Cowgirl.
And she's non-political. More celebrities need to be like
her. Why did she call you cowgirl?
Well, so I walked into the green room, and she was standing there, and she just goes, well, hey there, cowgirl.
Okay.
Like, oh, my God.
You weren't wearing a hat or anything.
Not at all.
No boots.
Nope. She's just a sweet, wonderful woman who is one of the greatest Americans.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that because you never want to go against Dolly.
No.
It's never a good thing.
Yes.
I was going to be sent down to go to Graceland to do a Waters World about Elvis, and O'Reilly killed it. He said, no, can't make fun of the king. So I feel the same way about Dolly. You can't mess with Dolly.
I almost said Betty White, but I chose Dolly instead.
Okay. I feel like I have a sense of where you're going with your top five. All right, number four, and I think you know where I'm going.
You're going Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
Of course you
did
are.
Did you get a look at my sheet?
I did not. I just knew cheat? It. I just knew it. I promise you, Jesse, I didn't pick George Washington and Abraham Lincoln because I wanted to throw you a bone.
Okay, throw me a bone, Carly. So we're going with Honest Abe. He saved the Union. I don't think any other president...
Tell me more about Abraham Lincoln.
I don't think any other president had what it took, the timber, the tenacity, the wherewithal to just stare down the South because they were seceding right as he was elected.
Yep.
And he had Grant go in and just unleash hell upon the South. And that was a brutal campaign. And after the campaign was over, after the surrender at Vicksburg, Lincoln could have really gone scorched earth in the South and just destroyed everything down there, but he didn't. And he tried to save the Union, and he was, I wouldn't say he was nice about it with the Confederacy, but he realized we were all Americans, and I think that went a long way into healing
Absolutely.
The Union.
That's amazing. You couldn't be more right. And I'm going to cross you off my list of Antifa suspects who are knocking down George Washington.
Was I on a list?
And Abraham Lincoln statues.
I'm on a lot of lists. I don't think I'm on the Antifa list.
The countdown continues after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Number three.
Okay, are we at number three?
We are.
You're going to make fun of my third pick. It's my personal list, Jesse. So I picked...
I don't dispute this.
I picked my dad and my husband, because it's my list.
Okay.
They are good, hardworking, God-fearing men. They love me endlessly. I appreciate that about them. And they're both similar in terms of, you know, life of the party, loyal folks. Love them both.
See, I'm worried because I did not put my wife on this list.
I won't tell her. And I'm now definitely telling her.
And now I feel like I should have. I didn't put any women on the list. I feel like this was a missed opportunity.
Okay.
But
that's all right.
Listen, it's your list and you can break all kinds of rules. You even doubled up. I think that's a red flag.
Yeah, that's true. That's not the only time I'm doubling up, by the way.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you just did not follow the rules for this at all. But that's fine. It's your world, Carly. I'm going to go with now. Carrying on my historical theme, we're going with Willis Carrier. Do you know who that is?
I don't. Teach me.
Willis Carrier invented the air conditioner.
Okay.
Why are you laughing? You are enjoying the fruits of Willis Carrier's labor right here, right now. So in the turn of the century, Willis Carrier figured out how to cool the air. And
I'm sorry. You think that Willis Carrier, the man who invented the air conditioner, is a better American than George Washington and Abraham Lincoln?
Better than your father.
Oh, whoa!
and dare I say your husband. So Willis Carrier came up with this concept at first it wasn't about comfort at all. They were just trying to reduce the humidity because things were, you know, textiles were a problem with the humidity. Then he realized, wait a second, we can put these things in windows, and they started putting them in sky rises, in buildings, in offices all across the country. And now we can work in comfort wherever we are in the summer.
I hate him.
You don't like being cold?
I am always cold. I am like a orchid.
Okay.
And my apartment is always to the point where you are just starting to sweat. And that is my perfect temperature.
That's disgusting.
I hate air-conditioned offices. One time, recently, I was talking to a friend. I was like, I hate the feeling of moving air. He's like, there's a word for that. It's called wind.
All right. Carly, thin women hate air conditioning.
Thank you for calling me thin.
It's a thing. No, it's a thing.
You criticized my dad, and yes. I'll never forgive you for that, but you just called me thin.
Am I back in?
So you're back in.
Okay, I'm back in the friend zone.
Number two.
All right, so you are up next.
Okay, number two, you're going to love this. Second greatest American of all time, in my opinion, Ronald Reagan. We need a little more Reagan in our lives right now. War on drugs, war on crime, cut taxes.
I agree.
Cold War, ended the Cold War to boot. Charming personality as well. One of the greatest presidents of all time.
That surprised me that you went there, and I appreciate that, Carly. I'm glad you're taking this list more seriously. All right, so I'm going to concur with Reagan. And next on my list, I don't want to put you on the spot here. Do you know who Robert Oppenheimer was?
Nope.
You want to phone a friend?
I just looked at Devin. She didn't know, so I felt more comfortable saying I don't.
He
created the atom bomb.
He did.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know how I got that?
You looked at a producer.
Yeah, well, he was like he made like an explosion movement with his hands.
And we'll allow it.
Yeah.
So Manhattan Project, you know, they split the atom at Los Alamos. And without that, we would not have been able to end the war in the Pacific. We would have lost. You picked your father and your husband. So we changed the world with that bomb. And we defeated the Japanese, saved millions of Americans' lives.
I'm literally crying.
And now we have nuclear supremacy throughout the land. And you picked Dolly Parton, and that's okay. Not as consequential as maybe Robert Oppenheimer, but it's your list, Carly.
Coat of Many Colors, man.
It's your list.
It's a good song.
It's your list.
Who doesn't love Jolene, Real Toe Tapper?
Number 1. Number 1.
I need to calm down because this is my serious moment.
Okay.
Hold on. I don't know the name of the greatest American of all time. And I am being serious about this, jokes aside. Because the greatest American of all time is multiple people. They are the our service members, men and women, who are serving overseas, who are paid not enough and are willing to risk their lives for our country, miss birthdays, miss births of children. So that person, that man and woman, could be you listening right now, is the greatest American of all time. Jesse.
All right, taking a very flexible approach to the rules again.
But don't you like my choice?
I do. I respect your choice, and I think the servicemen and women listening today would agree with that. Mm-hmm. They are number one.
Absolutely.
This is where I get less serious. And I'm surprised you didn't have this person as your greatest American.
Oh.
And that is Jesse Waters.
Oh,
I thought you expected me to name myself as number one. That's very on brand, and we're going to go with it. I wrote a book called How I Saved the World, and since I saved the world...
We're doing this right now.
I think anyone that saves the world should be number one.
Mm-hmm.
And my life has not even really just begun. I mean, I'm only in my early 40s. And, you know, these other Americans we've discussed have lived long and illustrious lives. I'm like halfway there.
Do you still pop your collar on the weekends?
We retired that.
We did.
On camera.
We did that.
We retired that.
What about?
I polled the audience. Didn't go my way.
Oh,
but I disagreed with the audience and retired it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my only question for you. That's all I wanted to know.
So it's deep.
Yeah.
It's
when
deep.
I'll do it. When does your book come out, Jesse?
Why does it feel like this is pulling teeth? Have we not given Carly a book? Wow, big mistake. Johnny, got to get Carly a book.
I think you're the one that wrote it.
I'm going to get you a book, and I'm going to sign it for you.
Okay.
My sixth greatest American. Didn't top crack five, but you're right on the cusp.
My new friend, Hold on. My work friend, Carly.
To my work friend, Carly. I hope you enjoy it, and then maybe you can read it, and there'll be a quiz afterwards.
Thank you. I would love a book.
I'll get you one.
Yes. I have a lot of leather-bound books in my office.
Leather-bound.
Is yours leather-bound?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, that's probably
why
are
your books leather-bound?
I don't know. It's from a movie. You don't know that?
Well, I didn't know if you were serious.
It's from Anchorman.
Because I do have leather-bound books at home, which I haven't read any of them. They're just to impress
people.
No,
the only thing I have in my office is a space heater because I'm always freezing.
Okay. Again, she hates on Carrier. One of my greatest Americans. This is not
Jesse,
feeling a lot of hate over here.
This was fun. And I just remember that I'm the one. I was thinking, how are we going to end this? And I have to read the outro. Going to start it right now. Thank you to everyone for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at foxnewspodcast.com. And let us know your top five. You've been listening to Fox Top 5 on the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. January 26th, 1988 was a cold and suspiciously quiet night at the Indianapolis Police Department, but the frigid night took a chilling turn with news of a triple homicide. This week, I'm joined by retired Sergeant Judd Green for a look back at this savage case. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.